Mr. Chairman, Poland fully associates itself with a statement delivered on behalf of the European Union within the framework of Cluster 1. Allow me to add a couple of remarks in my national capacity. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, Poland shares the overall commitment to the world without nuclear weapons and in this regard stresses the uniqueness of the NPT as the only credible instrument to reach this goal. Poland remains convinced that progressive step-by-step approach based on the 2010 action plan remains the only realistic and valid roadmap for nuclear disarmament. Only through real engagement of all states in credible initiatives stimulating transparency, reducing nuclear risk, building confidence and strengthening verification, we can make real and stable progress towards nuclear disarmament. The nuclear disarmament process cannot be decoupled from the prevailing security environment. First, we cannot ignore the fact that according to the IAEA data, there is 30% more nuclear material available in the world now than it was in 2010. This material can be, or already is being converted to the weapon-grade level. Second, a totally unprovoked and unjustified military aggression against Ukraine carried out by Russia, a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council and a nuclear weapon state party to the treaty puts an additional heavy burden on international disarmament. Russian invasion of Ukraine is a blatant violation of the Budapest Memorandum, providing Ukraine with security guarantees in exchange for its commitment to eliminate nuclear weapons from its territory. Ukraine took this uneasy and responsible decision in the spirit of non-proliferation and global stability. In exchange, Kyiv was rewarded by Russia by war and occupation of its nuclear facilities. Moreover, Russia announced its intention to deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus and to conduct joint exercises involving nuclear weapons. All these actions seriously undermine global efforts on disarmament involving risk reductions. Poland condemns the Russian aggression in the strongest possible terms and calls on Russia to de-escalate tensions and to immediately cease all military actions on the territory of Ukraine. We urge Russia to respect and implement its commitments under Article 6 of the NPT and to immediately return to full implementation of the New START treaty provisions. Distinguished delegates, all those negative developments expose further the obvious weaknesses of the Treaty on Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons when compared with a balanced approach of the NPT. I'm afraid that no one nuclear weapon can be eliminated through the approach inherent to the TPNW. Moreover, the TPNW seeks to undermine deterrence as a legitimate means to guarantee security. Poland is a state currently neighboring full-scale war in which nuclear weapon state is an aggressor. Hence, an effective deterrence provided by the NATO nuclear sharing arrangement, which is fully in line with the obligations under the NPT, very much matters for the security of Poland. Mr. Chairman, not all developments in the sphere of nuclear disarmament are negative. We take a positive note of the substantial and qualitative progress on nuclear disarmament verification. The 10-year-old International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification and other initiatives pave the way for real progress towards the development of refined and more effective tools to verify nuclear disarmament. Likewise, the initiative to create an environment for nuclear disarmament turned out to be a valuable platform for deep and substantial dialogue with presence of non-NPT states, representatives of think tanks and academia. Let me also mention efforts by NPDI, which seek progress across different regions and political perspectives. Mr. Chairman, before concluding, let me briefly address the future of arms control global system. Its current state is a source of serious concern, and we desperately need forward-looking and workable initiatives. The future arms control agreement or agreements which would follow on the New START treaty or replace it should eventually lead to a broader follow-on treaty. Ideally, it should cover all nuclear weapons, including non-strategic ones in Europe and their new types. it will be critical that also China constructively engages in these efforts. More transparency on its part would definitely increase its credibility, thus helping to develop more trust and confidence. Clearly, a meaningful dialogue depends on rebuilt mutual trust and confidence based on the respect for international law. Today, we are far from that, but the current NPT review cycle is a good opportunity to engage in an open and substantial discussion how the states' parties to the NPT can best discharge their obligations under the treaty and contribute to the improvement of global security environment. I thank you.